the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
This March, we celebrate Women's History Month at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal. And today I have Matt Banks, Coordinator of Multicultural Programs and LGBT Student Services at Missouri State University, as well as Christina Gardner, a graduate assistant for that office, as my guests. They are here to tell us about how Women's History Month has changed and some of the issues that will be highlighted throughout the month.
The change happened when my supervisor, Ivania, in Multicultural Programs and I both came on. We had both been at previous institutions that did Women's History over Women's History. And a large reason that we decided we wanted to change the name was kind of in a way to center women in the discussion. So even though it's history, like playing on the word history over history, and just allowing women and like femme-identified people to come to the forefront so we can talk about their accomplishments, contributions, and many of the struggles that those populations still face.
I think it is also just a recognition of how women and femme-identifying people have been excluded from conversations about historical events and their stories and their input to various things that we think of being important on a global scale. Their stories aren't necessarily being told, so to kind of make sure that those stories are being included the way we more largely think of history.
As we all know, Me Too has brought so much attention to rape culture and sexual assault recently. It also highlights the burden of secrecy many women and femme-identifying individuals have lived under. So when planning for this month's events, the committee formed a panel specifically on the topic of Me Too. Banks shares about how this movement influenced the committee's discussion as they planned.
Nationally, Women's History Month for this year is actually themed around "And Nevertheless, She Persisted." So you see kind of this focus on women and activism and social change, because often like the conversations around those very movements have women ignored. So thinking about, we all know Cesar Chavez, but we don't necessarily all know Dolores Huerta. We all know Stonewall happened, but we don't know the roles of Miss Major, Sylvia Rivera, or Marsha P. Johnson in those work. So Me Too and kind of like where it sprang up allowed us to more effectively show how women have contributed and changed different systems. So yes, we're doing the event on Me Too, but we're also doing like a Women in Academia panel to look at how have women faculty influenced not only here at Missouri State, but nationally in higher education.
Banks notes that each Heritage Month hosts a keynote address or event, and they are really excited to share One Drop of Love this March.
We're bringing a show called One Drop of Love, which looks at one woman's experience being a multiracial woman raised by a Black mother with a white father who was a little bit distant. And the great thing about it is she uses the U.S. Census as a way to kind of talk about the construction of race and her experiences as a Black identified multiracial woman.
One Drop of Love will be shown on March 20th at 7 p.m. in the Plaster Student Union Theater. But there is so much more.
We have a Giving Voice performance, which is a theater troupe on campus that uses what's called Theater of the Oppressed to create dialogue about certain events. So their form that we're going to be using them for specifically for this month is going to be focused on Title IX and what that looks like in the relationship between someone who may have experienced a sexual assault and them kind of confiding in a staff member. We have an event that's going to be focused on women in the LGBTQ plus community that is also being kind of facilitated by one of our students as well as staff and faculty on campus.
Banks shares about the Women of Distinction Awards that are returning to Missouri State's campus this year.
So we're really excited to be working with the Department of Gender Studies again this year to give out awards to undergraduate, graduate, and faculty and staff members who have had a significant contribution to both Springfield and the MSU community. If you're looking for more information about the events, you can follow the Multicultural Resource Center on Twitter at @MostStateMRC.
That was Matt Banks and Christina Gardner. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.